Okay, this is Bill Hilbert and Greg Gehring, Cincinnati Police Homicide Unit. Today's date is April 18th. Time now is 08:14. We're at CAIS on the fifth floor. We're investigating a police shots fired by police at 1833 Chase Avenue, which occurred earlier this evening in the morning hours. With us is Police Officer Lawrence Johnson, badge P919, assigned to District 5, power shift. His hours he worked tonight were 2000 to 0400. He was car number 5498, operating the vehicle alone, and did not have a partner. And his vehicle number was 8370. Officer Johnson, just start at the beginning, reference this incident that happened tonight, and at the end we may have some questions for you.
Yes, sir. I was responding to a rent that came out for a cutting. When I was going to the incident, they were putting out details that a person was cut by a sword. Several cars got to the scene, put out, and they also said that he had wounds, but he didn't want medical treatment. But when the other cars got on scene there, they seen he did have a cut on his hand or something. And they put out the description of who did it. They said it was a male white and a female white, and they left the scene. By the time I was coming from Clifton, so by the time I got there, they said, again, they put out the description that it was a male white and a female, and they were walking a dog, and they went on, I believe it was Kirby, somewhere, and they were going towards Chase. I forgot the name of the street. Virginia. We're on Virginia, and that he went towards Chase. So I turned around, I started heading towards Chase. Another officer put out that they had the suspect, and they had him stopped. So I pulled up. The suspect, the male white, and the female, and the dog were all over next to a tree, and they were sitting on the ground, and they were talking to him. I walked up and asked, you know, where's your sword? Where's your knife that you had? So we didn't have this sword. I don't have a knife. So the guy down there, he's cut, and they said you have a knife. And he says I don't have a knife, and we're just out walking our dog. We always walk our dog. We're just out walking our dog. And the female sitting there, they had the dog, and I really didn't like the dog being there and him on the ground, and I wanted to search him. So I said, you come up here with me. And so when he got up, he started to put his hand in his pocket. I said, keep your hands out of your pocket. And he walked, took another step forward, and he reached for his pocket again. I said, keep your hands out of your pocket. And next thing I know, I see his hand coming up, and it looked like a triangle. All I seen was a triangle, and I knew, you know, we were looking for a knife. So I took a step back, I reached for my weapon, and then I just heard pow, pow. And then when I heard that, then his movement kept coming up, and he had the knife, and then he just like threw it. And then after that, Sergeant Mitchell was putting out the scene, you know, shots fired, it took effect. You know, I just looked around, the girl was still on the ground, the dog was there, and I just took a couple more steps back, and I just said, you know, put her in cuffs. And they put her in cuffs, and then I seen Stavali come over, and I don't know if he administered any medical treatment to him or anything, but he took him, and I know he secured to make sure he didn't have any other weapons on him. So, that's
okay. Who was the first when you got there?
When I was there, I know it was Stavali was there, and Sergeant Major was I believe behind him, and they were two on the ground.
Okay, I drew up a diagram. these are the steps. This is where we found the deceased. This is the tree. Now, it's not
okay. Yeah,
scale or anything, but I'm going to need you to give me distances as best you can.
Okay.
When you got on scene, there was a police car here. I guess that might have been, I'm not sure who's the one.
Mine was here. Because okay. I pulled behind the other car.
You know whose car that was?
I really don't know because it was just a car. I didn't know if it was his or...
It was okay.
Most probably Stavali's. I mean, I don't know. I don't know whose car was standing. I don't know. When they first... Here's the tree, and they were real close to the tree at first.
Okay.
Because she was here, and the dog was here next to him, and then him.
How close to the tree?
The people, they're pretty close. She might have been kind of leaning against it, but they were next to the tree here. And then Stavali was here, and then Lee Sarge was here, and then that's when I was talking to him, right here.
Okay, so more over here is where I asked.
No, this is where they're first sitting.
Okay.
So I said she was here, the dog was next to her. Bones was there, and they called him Bones. That's the description came out.
Okay.
Here was Stavali, and this was Sarge right here, kind of right here. And then I walked up when I was here, and I had that conversation with him. That's when I said, you stand up, and that's when we kind of went this way. So that's when we moved this way a little further.
So he walked after.
Because I told him, I said, you come here with me. And I said, stand up, you come with me. And when he stood up, he kind of went like that. I said, keep your hands out of your pocket. And come over here by me, and that's when
you can see like that's true.
Okay.
Well, because they were like, she was here, the dog was behind her, he was here with his legs laying like this, his legs out. So he was laying on the ground, she was there, dog was there, Stavali was right here, and Sarge was right there. And that's when I walked up and I said, so where's the knife? Do you have a sword? I said, where's the sword? I said, I don't have a sword. I said, you had a knife or something on you? Because I don't have a knife. And she said, we're just walking our dog. That's all we're doing is walking our dog tonight. Because we walk our dog every night. And I said, you come here with me. I said, why don't you stand up and come here with me? And I backed up like this. We came up. And that's when he kind of reached for like this. And I said, keep your hands out of your pocket. And that's when he reached again. I seen his eyes got really big. I remember his eyes being really big. And I looked down on his hand. It looked like a triangle. You know, and it came up. And that's why I went like that. And I took another step back. And then I just heard pow, pow. And then it's not, and it just went like that.
And he threw it this way?
Yeah, that
way. So this is Chase. This is the house.
Right. So when he stood up, this was him. He was like this. And that's when, you know, like I said, his eyes are big, and I stepped back, and he just went like that.
How far were you from him when he got out?
I mean, at first, I was probably arm's distance from when he first was walking towards me. When he first... The first touch of his side, you know, I was pretty close, and then he did it again. When he reached again, that's when I stepped back like that, and I seen his eyes get just really big.
And when he pulled it out, how far away do you think you were?
You put arms like the first. I took one more step, and so I don't know if the wall, the steps were right there then, because I only took one step, but I felt confined.
One step further than the original arm.
Yeah, I mean, I was just one more step back. Like I said, I just remember.
Where were you on the map? Where were you? When you stepped back, which way were you?
Put your initial down. Where were you?
I mean, this was the tree. And then, I mean, this is where you're saying he is.
Well, I don't take that. You were there.
I remember, when I moved him back here, mm-hmm. I stepped back and I think these are the steps here.
Yeah.
I mean, I was more close to the steps. I don't know if I was here or just felt backed up against the steps. I was somewhere around here.
Okay.
You know.
And where was he in relation to you?
He was, right there. I mean, arms just a little further.
Towards the street or towards the tree?
Towards this right here, towards the street.
Okay.
I mean, if this is the sidewalk here. We were on the sidewalk. This was the sidewalk right here.
Right.
This is where the tree was. So if we walked
and you move your desk, and this is where it all was like this. So that's when I said, come here, and you know, they was like animals because of her. But I'm like, right here. I said, come here with me. Mm-hmm. So he stood pretty much straight up. He touched his side. And I said, keep your hands out of your pocket. And as we were, he was standing up, and I was still stepping back. And then he reached again. And then as he reached, I seen, you know, like I said, it seemed like a triangle coming out. And that's when I stepped back and went pow, pow. So you know, I was right here. I kind of went like this. So we took a couple steps. And then, like I said, I think I just remember feeling confined here. I don't know if it was the steps or a wall, you know, or what.
Okay. You keep saying triangle, but what do you mean by that?
It just looked like, it looked like a triangle coming out of this.
What did you?
It was the knife, but I don't know if it was opening as he was pulling it out.
That's what I'm trying to say. What was he pulling out to you?
He was pulling.
Even though it looked like a triangle, what was he pulling?
It looked like the triangle. It was just like slow motion, and it was just opening. That's what I remember. I remember it was like a triangle, and it was like a knife, and it just, you know.
But you recognize it as a knife?
I recognize it as a knife, yes.
I
seen it was silver, and I seen silver and black. But it was like I said, it just seemed like it was a triangle at the time.
Why did you pull your gun?
Because I knew a person had a knife, and he was reaching for his knife now. And his knife was out. It was coming at me.
Okay. He was...
Absolutely. I seen it in his eyes. His eyes were big.
What did you perceive was happening when that was happening?
A guy was pulling a knife out. He was coming at me to hurt me.
And then after he pulls it, how far does he get before you hear shots? Or can you give me a time? I know this is difficult. Time frame, like when the shot.
Seconds. Not even.
Did you have your
I
gun
had
out?
I didn't even have my gun out. I didn't even close it. I kept it open. my gun, I grabbed my gun. I was like that. And it was pow pow.
Could you tell who was shooting?
No. I couldn't.
And then...
No.
So, and I don't know if I understand this part. I want to make sure I do. You see it pull out like this. Now, does he stop after he shot and then throw it? Or is it... What is it?
It was just like... It was slow motion. And it was just... It was one movement. It was just... Like that. And it was just... I just remember... like that, and then pow pow, and then he was kind of back and went like that.
So there wasn't a second movement or anything, it's just up.
Yeah, it was just up. And just like I said, I remember it being like a triangle coming up. And I knew it was a knife. I seen black and silver. I seen the blade, and then I just. When I'm backing up, I'm looking, I seen his eyes, and I remember that triangle, I remember them big eyes.
What was your impression of his condition? Was he, how does this talk speak to you?
He was lying. I felt the sense of him lying. I knew down the street, you know, he hurt someone with, you know, they said it was a sword. But then later on, the description did say, the officer put out that it was at least a 12-inch blade. So, I was looking for a bigger knife. When I pulled him up, to be honest, I didn't really think he had a knife on him because I was looking for something bigger than that. I didn't think that was concealed anywhere.
So the description given to you was of what?
Well, first came out as a sword, and then
later came out from the officer's description that it was at least a 12-inch blade that the guy had on him.
Did you engage any conversation with the female?
Just the same. I asked, you know, where the knife was, and she said she didn't carry a knife. They just out walking their dog. And I said, that's not true. There's a guy down the street that's got a cut on his hand, and, you know, that ain't true. You know, you just have a knife, or, you know, I thought they got rid of it by then, because, again, I just thought it was going to be something bigger. So when I moved him up, and that's when, like I said, I just seen that, I seen the knife, I seen the triangle, I seen his eyes.
Okay, now when you pulled up, was there any other cop engaged in conversation with him?
Stavali was there. Like I said, he was pretty much there, you know, talking to him. I mean, if I rudely interrupted his questioning, I don't know, but I just walked up and I just took control of the questioning. I don't know what he had asked him at that point.
Why did you do that?
I did. I don't know. I mean, I just did. I took control of the situation. Just had the dog there. It didn't seem like anything was going on. I was actually uncomfortable from the beginning that he wasn't even cuffed yet. So, you know, I thought, you know, we're looking for a guy with a knife and he's just sitting on the ground. And so I just kind of took charge of the situation, I guess.
Did you see him when he threw the knife?
Did I see him throw it? I mean, yeah.
Did you see the knife when he threw it?
No, I don't. I mean, I can't say I seen the knife, you know, flying in the air. No, I didn't. I mean, because, you know, I just seen him, you know, go like that, and I knew he threw it, and I actually thought it went on the roof, you know, after, you know, things settled down, and, you know, we were looking, and then I actually was the one who found it ever in the bushes. So,
yeah.
And then he stopped seeing the window was broke.
Did he say anything to you when he's reaching his pocket to tell him not to, or when,
no.
Nothing at all? What about after?
I don't remember. No. He didn't have anything. No.
Was she saying anything?
No. She didn't say anything. I mean, she just kind of sat there. And I mean, at that point, I mean, I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but I mean, it's pretty obvious what just happened to him, at least in my mind. And she just was like, what's going on? You know, I don't know. I mean, she didn't say anything. Just kind of, like I said, she just sat there for a while. And I said, put her in cuffs. You know, I mean, you know, put her in cuffs. And they took the cuffs, and someone took the dog and everything else. And just start doing the other things, calling everybody to get there and do what we do.
Now, you said you're the one that found the knife. How did you find it? I mean, what did it look like when you found it?
When we were, you know, I knew we had to find this knife right away because I knew he had it. I knew it got thrown. And so I said, Sarge, I said, because he was putting all the radio out. And I said, Sarge, have a canine come here. We're going to need an article search. And so we just start, you know, looking around. Savali stayed with him. And, you know, I was up there, we were just looking around, and I just put my flashlight down in the bushes, and I seen it was in the ground. So I still don't know how long it was. I know the knife was sticking in the ground, and looked up, and, you know, because now I'm there, I'm just looking around, and there was a glass. The glass was broke, and two older ladies were up in the top window, but that was well after everything was over.
Now, when I know I've gone over this, when he pulled it out, was your impression that the blade was open or opening or closed or
again, what I remember, like I said, I mean, it looked like the triangle and just, you know, but I seen the blade, so I don't know if it was just because the fast movement. I mean, I don't know. It looked like a triangle. And I seen, you know, what was in his hand and the knife, the blade, down. I don't know if, was it opening? I don't know. I don't know what that knife ended up being. I mean, I just know. At first, it looked like a triangle. I definitely knew it was a knife. We were told he had a knife on him, and he was his eyes were up, bigger than anything. And saw it. I just saw slow motion. I just remember it, just a triangle knife, eyes backing up, and then boom, boom. I don't have anything.
Do you have anything else?
No, sir.
Okay. We're going to conclude at 8:35 hours.